Beloved of God, may the Holy Spirit open our hearts and our ears to receive His word, and may the meditation of my heart and the word of my mouth be acceptable in Thy sight, my Redeemer. Amen. I was going through paperwork at my house trying to, as my father used to say to us, there come an age in your life that you better start be thinking about how your sun is going to set. So I'm going through that now, trying to sort out paperwork. And out came this notebook. It's an unfinished project that I have been working on. It's called The Foot of the Hill. I had the opportunity to work in Washington, D.C. for the movement of for the literacy movement. I had a year of working in the Capitol, traveling between New York and all over the country. I was the poster child as giving public speakers in conferences. So I would get in the plane and I call, and then there'll be a vehicle come and pick me up, take me to my hotel, and I would go and give the speech to this in these hotels, and I would go to my room, change my clothes, go down to the cafe, to the hotels, restaurants, and order my meals because someone's paying for it. And I hit the road and meet some of the homeless in the Capitol and give them the food. And I get to hear the stories. And they get to hear my stories. And I would come home and my husband would be looking at all the programs that I was going to, and he said, "Oh, wow, you speak in front of this person?" And I said, "Who was it? Who are they?" Because I didn't know who they were. And I didn't understand titles, and so I wasn't impressed. So I just went there to do my speech, and then I go to the homeless and visit because I can relate to them better. So in this notebook, it tells each story and who I spoke to and whose office that I went and knock on the door, representative from Oregon, to beg them for money to support this program. And but it came to me, and then part of the traveling, I used to enjoy going to the National Cathedral, which have the same thing. So the foot of the hill became that part of me is dying, that scene, the worldly scene, to Jesus hanging on the cross. And who was there until the very end? And who was there to take care of the body? And the question for me, where are you, Centilla McKinley? And this story in the gospel, at first I was so excited about, oh, you know, this is the rich man, this is Picard, and this is his manager, tying in me to the story, and I was listening to a child reading the gospel in my language yesterday. And then I saw God with my poor eyes under a breadfruit tree, no electricity, and our little house that the church had built for us as opponents was down. Gone over hurricane overnight. Then I thought, oh, this is a different story that I've been dealing with in the last 47 years of my adult life in America. So what does that say to us in America right now? The story of the rich man is still out there, firing telling anybody their wishes because they heard rumors. We don't have to get the truth. And I was thinking this morning, and I was trying to get lids to cover up soup that I made this morning to feed people tomorrow. This is funny. All of these containers without lids. That's what our world has become. We can say anything whether it's true or not, and there is no one to shut it up. And who are the recipients of all of that? We, the Christian who don't even know who we are. We cannot even believe that we are fully beloved. We can talk about faith, but we're living a life that doesn't show it. We talk like everyone else. You cannot serve God and wealth at the same time. Isn't wealth a blessing? And that's what we've been taught. Isn't working 3 more months so you can have a little bit more in your bank account? Let me tell you, I have celebrated so many lives and so many funerals to know that that is not the answer. Yesterday, we celebrate those who are recovering from addiction. And I realized that they are the one that fed me, my faith. And every time I cook a meal for them, they line up. If I ran out of coffee, they don't even complain. If I ran out of food, they don't complain. Because they know what it's been to be poor, but not impoverishment. They have found true gratitude. And they know they will fall again and they rise up, and those who have been faithful will still be there to walk with them. You can be the rich man. You can encourage people to cheat a little. So you could at least still keep some of your friends. I have come to enjoy living poorly. I have come to enjoy picking my tomatoes in my backyard. And I can dig around, there is always a potato out there. I have come to know that I am enough. And I'm not just talking about it. I have come to dream about how my son is going to sit. Would it be foggy, full of rumors? Would it be ray of sunshine because you have made an impact in the world? Would it be in the news? No. No. But God will embrace your path, and all that you encounter will come to know that they are beloved for living your faith not worshipping the wealth of this world, but to enjoy the life that you have in Jesus. My brother, I was visiting, and when I left, we did not have electricity in our homestead, in our little island. He had a good job, and we were all sitting down, and one little girl came and handed him a package of something, and I said, "What is that?" He said, "It's a fish to put in the freezer for Sunday for one of the uncle." And I said, "Oh," because now we have electricity, and he's one of the few people in the island that have a freezer now. And I said, "Isn't that interesting, Sione? We're watching our culture change, and we're part of that." He smiled, thinking, and I was complimenting of his young company. I said, "Well, last year, if I was here, this fish would be cooked, and it would be for me to eat today." But now he's saving it for tomorrow. Progress. Saving it for Sunday. And he fought a little bit. He said, "Yes." And our auntie and our uncle would be eating this fish today if it was not for him having a freezer. I'm telling that story because sometimes the convenience of life may not be good for our health, for our spiritual health. We need to stay faithful. It's okay to have a freezer, but make it a priority of feeding your neighbors today. Make sure that your loved ones is reconciling our differences with each other. That does not base on what we have to give them after we move on. Live to the fullest and know that we are enough, and will try to worship God only. Amen. Amen.